This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. An amendment added to the Agricultural Appropriations Act would allow chocolate milk in the nation's schools. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany authored the amendment and talks about how it works.
Here's the problem. The Biden administration a couple months ago said that we're going to no longer allow flavored milks, including chocolate milk, in our kids' schools. Coming from America's Dairyland, I don't think that's a very good idea, but the Dietetics Association of America also agrees with us. If this is a way in which kids can get milk in their bodies, it is a good thing to do. What I did was introduce an amendment that disallows the Biden administration from spending money to stop schools from putting milk on the menu.
Tiffany says he's hopeful the amendment will stay in the Senate and he will be keeping an eye on it.
We're going to bird dog it and do everything we can to have it get in place. Coming from America's Dairyland, I think it's appropriate for kids to have milk in schools, and also it's really good for kids.
That is Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany. Another recently introduced bill would give kids a plant-based milk option in the National School Lunch Program. That is something the National Milk Producers Federation says is just vegan animal rights and plant-based lobbies trying to paint themselves as social justice crusaders.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.